This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, as we broadcast tomorrow's news tonight right here from my Salem Media Group Tampa, Florida flagship station, and my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations all across America, as well as across the Caribbean and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes to all of our active duty military, our veterans, along with a salute to our first responders, EMS, firefighters, police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. And I'll add into the mix all the snowplow and sander drivers out there that are working that big snowstorm up there that's come all the way from the Midwest to the East Coast. Thank you for what you're doing. Now, to everybody that's out there working tonight, doing whatever you're doing, however you're doing it, keeping America moving, thank you so very, very much. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. You can follow us on Parler, the Captain's America. You can follow us on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Go over there. And remember, the show is played on a loop after the live show is over, which you can hear over there, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. It's then played on a loop. Every 4 hours, it just rewinds and does it again, till the next live show comes on. And oh, by the way, don't forget, we're also on iTunes. All right, well, joining us right now, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. Good morning again.
Good morning.
Look out your window.
Why?
Ho, ho, ho. Merry Christmas from me, Santa.
You asked.
Okay,
yes.
Thank you.
All right, well, we got our favorite question answer. Well, second favorite question answer on the line. Okay, this is Mike in Clearwater. What is your question for Denise, sir?
Good morning, Denise. You know, with all this talk of the government systems being breached, I remember when President Trump was coming into office, they had a big meeting with Microsoft and Google and all of these tech giants, and they said, look, you know, the infrastructure that our government uses, some of them are decades old. Like, they have not had a major computer upgrade or overhaul in years and years and years. So the question I have, and it's twofold, if they can spend money on all this ridiculous crap, why don't they put money into overhauling our systems so that we can have the state-of-the-art, most modern system? And then our power grid, you know, if they break in and they shut off the lights, we're in trouble. But one thing that really concerns me is an EMP pulse, which is some rogue nation firing off a nuclear missile into the atmosphere and blowing it up. And if that happens, we're blasted back into the like Little House on the Prairie times. So what I want to know from Denise is, do you think that these boneheads are going to spend money where it really should be spent by overhauling our systems and hardening our grid?
Okay,
or do you think they're just going to continue to play games?
Thank you, Mike. Okay, go ahead, Denise.
There have been some upgrades. This particular hack was a very, very sophisticated one, and the hack actually did not go into directly government systems. It went into a supplier, if you will, called SolarWinds.
Yep.
And then that became the infection. What's particularly interesting here is nine times out of ten, these hacks happen because of people receiving an email and opening an email. And as soon as they do that, hacks happen. So the challenge in this particular case is, you know, constantly having a team that does nothing but look for these kinds of breaches. Mm-hmm. And I would argue that everybody needs to be, you know, doing some kind of cleansing every month, if not even more frequently.
Well, now, I got sent a security patch that I put in the other day because of this.
Now, when it comes to an EMP, we do have some missile defense systems that are out there.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, in fact, I know Trump signed something a couple months ago, maybe a month ago, in protection of our power grid, but it didn't address the cyber side and request mm-hmm. the asset side where we, you know, get certain parts and engines, if you will, for the power grid. But, mm-hmm. yeah, that has been, I think some of that has been turned over into Space Force. Now, remember, mm-hmm. Space Force is doing a lot more than just, you know, going to Mars or something. It's a whole lot more because space is a battlefield,
yeah.
including satellites.
I just
in
got...
about eight.
Go ahead.
About 80% of communications throughout the world happens in space with satellites. And mm-hmm. so there's a very mm-hmm. large challenge. But I'm not diminishing mm-hmm. his question by a long stretch. I'm just telling you there is some movement.
I just got an email from a fellow named Warren in Erie, Pennsylvania. He says, Captain, you're right. It's snowing up here. Thank you. And he's wishing us happy holidays. And he also says there's a report out there. I don't know where it's at. It says U.S. Cyber Agency. He said the U.S. Cyber Agency said the SolarWinds hackers were still having an impact on state and local governments of what they did. Is that true? And he asked the question.
I think there is some of that. They have no concept yet. And this is inside government and cyber guys that are outside of government that are probably geekier and better than those inside government. I'm still trying to measure the damage on this one. Mm-hmm. So a lot of it is not necessarily the biggest thing is stealing intelligence.
Okay.
Stealing.
Hold that thought, folks. We'll be right back with more with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. That's FoundersCode.com. Be right back. Kathy, give them the number.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Oh, yes, you are. And this portion of the program, my conversation with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com, brought to you by our friends at Balance of Nature. Now, you can trot on over to the website, balanceofnature.com, take a look at all the products they have there, and you can save 35% on your order by using the product code RESULT, R-E-S-U-L-T. All you got to do is go to balanceofnature.com and use that product code RESULT, R-E-S-U-L-T, or you can give them a call at 800-246-8751 to speak with a health coach. Now, remember, if you want to start feeling better, go to balanceofnature.com. Take a look at all the products they've got over there. And you might want to try the fruits and veggie capsules because they're really working for me. Gives me a little bit of extra energy, kind of builds me up a little bit. I'm not as tired as I used to be certain times of the day and whatnot, and it really works. So, balanceofnature.com. Give them a call, 800-246-8751. Use the product code RESULT, R-E-S-U-L-T. That's balanceofnature.com, and don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. Okay, back to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. All right, the president yesterday vetoed the NDAA, the defense spending bill, and kind of threw things in a bit of a tizzy. Mitch McConnell, we already heard, but he reiterated it again yesterday. Well, he's just going to bring the Senate back on the 29th of the month and override the president's veto.
Yeah. I don't know, when this process will be finished, completed, such that, you know, money will start, exchanging hands here. So, there's obviously some panic, some, interesting legislative discussions going on in both houses of Congress. So, I would say, you know, for the sake of the listeners, where we are today is in a very different place than where we were a couple of days ago because of, he sending the legislation back and, then with the NDAA, that's a big deal because it, puts a lot of things on the, military side kind of an idle. So, And the reason that he had gone down that path is that he said, I'm going to, you know, take some action. If you don't repeal Section 230 of the Internet Decency Act, then I'm sending it back. And he made good on that statement.
He's also done something else. There's a flashback that I'm just going to bring up. This is a quote from the president back in 2018 when the massive spending bill that nobody read got sent to him for a signature, and he signed it. He said,
"I'm going to do it again."
Yep, he said, "I will never sign another bill like this." So, is anybody surprised?
Well, you know, there's some ridiculous stuff that's in there.
That's right.
And legislatively, I mean, I think he's done the right thing. Sending it back. It comes down to Congress. It really comes down to the House. They control the purse strings. So, you know, it's going to throw some things into some big chaos here if it hasn't already. So, it's a mess. It tells you that, you know, Nancy Pelosi says that she's a master legislator. Well, you know, we're finding out that some of the things that were in this relief bill were ridiculous.
Yep.
And, you know, shame on Pelosi for including these things. And I think if for nothing else, this gives a very large reason on why she should be removed as Speaker. Mm-hmm. At a minimum.
Well, Rashida Tlaib and Ayok both came out. I think Ayok's the one that made the statement. She said, my colleague Rashida Tlaib and I have already co-sponsored an amendment to raise the dollar amount to $2,000 on the COVID stimulus bill.
Okay.
But
a lot of people would agree with that.
But it's got to be approved. Now, we're hearing that they can't even do that. They got to vote on what they got, and if they accept it, they accept it, and then they do another one all by itself. Is that true, or what's going on here?
Well, I mean, both houses passed this piece of legislation.
Yeah.
So now the president has vetoed it, sent it back. Now they have to either override his veto or... they just say, here's an amendment, and you know, which is an addendum to the bill. Now, if they go that route, then it comes down to the Biden operation to see what they're going to do.
Okay. Now, we know that there's a lot of problems in New York and New Jersey and Pennsylvania with the stimulus and with the jobs and the restaurants and this, that, and the other. But yesterday, New Jersey, the governor there made a statement which just really, when I heard it, I went, oh, boy. Now, the New Jersey governor said billions of dollars in taxes are being sacrificed to New York by the Garden State's employees that work remotely from their homes in New Jersey and are not going into their office, and they want a piece of that pie. Oh, boy.
Okay, I saw it.
Now what?
Well, a good question. I mean, you know, it's the decisions that these governors have made, and now they're looking at their respective balance sheets, and they're finding out here that things are not all rosy when it comes to their tax base. So, you know, who is it these people want to blame? You know, if people work remotely, where does that, you know, how do you charge that tax?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, be careful what you ask for, Governor, because you're going to soon find out that these decisions have been, they're fatal. They're financially fatal.
Well, there's another one that could be fatal, and it's the fact that apparently the Labor Department and the Internal Revenue Service are considering requiring servers in restaurants to share the tips they make with everybody else in the restaurant under a new Labor Department rule coming 2021. Good Lord.
The madness continues.
Nuts. Yep, it's nuts, right?
Yeah, it's beyond nuts.
Okay. Now, let's talk a little bit about the Georgia election for the people up in Georgia, your son included. Georgia's top election official joined yesterday with the GOP to call to restrict absentee voting. Now, that's a big deal.
It is a big deal, and it's kind of like finally this guy got the memo.
Yep.
I don't know if there's a lawsuit that's pending there or what. But he's saying this is voter fraud, and it looks to me like he may be trying to get out of in front of this, such that they're seeing some indications of some things that the Trump campaign have been screaming about already, and they're already seeing some of those effects. So it's a good thing. I'm liking it, but it's kind of like where have you been, dude?
Don't know, but they do watch the polls and they do listen to public opinion. And if you call them, like, I know they've been getting a lot of calls. For example, I was told yesterday that the DOJ's comment line was flooded, just absolutely flooded with calls about the okay. Hunter Biden thing.
Well, if you stand back and look at the very large picture of what is happening here, you've got lawlessness in California with this district attorney who used to be in San Francisco and now he's in L.A.
Mm-hmm.
Then you got the one that is in San Francisco who's doing the same thing. So you got a whole state right there that's completely lawless. We already know that Oregon's out of control. We know that Washington State is out of control. We know from the beginnings of not doing anything about Hillary Clinton and her email server and whatnot, that's out of control. So what we have here is we have a situation that it's really an outrage. I mean, there's no sanctuary that I see where equal application of the law is happening. It's stunning to me. I kind of watched a rerun for a second last night of that girl who admitted killing her daughter.
Right.
The only thing she was found guilty of, I mean, it went through trial, the whole thing, the only thing she was found guilty of was abuse of a corpse and not even murder. Hmm. I mean, so we're in a bad way, ladies and gentlemen, a very bad way.
Well,
I think this is part of the reason that Biden is delaying his choice before my death.
Okay, here comes the music. Have yourself a great holiday weekend. We'll talk to you Monday morning at the same usual time. Have yourself a great weekend.
Merry Christmas.
All righty. That's Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. FoundersCode.com. Go over there, check out all the great things she writes that are over there.
This is the Captain America Third Watch.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Coronavirus deaths are projected to top 500,000 by April, according to data from a new model. The latest data from the University of Washington's Institute for Health Metrics and Evaluation says that deaths could reach 567,000 by April 1st. Dr. William Schaffner of the Vanderbilt University Medical Center tells CNN the biggest point to take away from this new data is to continue to do the simple things to prevent the spread of the virus.
Simple mask wearing can avert an enormous number of deaths. We've rather known that
But when you put a number on it, it becomes much more real and overwhelming. And it just reinforces my determination to go out and ask, plead, educate, persuade people to wear their masks, do the social distancing. It's a New Year's resolution. Let's start it at Christmas.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch. Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is, and this edition of our Military and Veterans News is going to be a short edition. I'm only going to have one story, and then I'm going to get to the caller that's on the line. But, caller, you hang on. And this portion of the program brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. And here's more about them and what they can do for you.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the telephone number to call to take the tour of one of their two campuses is 800-659-2080. And folks, you need to take a look at what National Aviation Academy has to offer by going to one of their campuses. They have one in Concord, Mass., right outside Boston. You can go up there, take a look at it. They have one down here in Clearwater, right across the way, Tampa Bay, from where I'm sitting right now. But again, you call them at the number, 800-659-2080. Take the tour. You'll be glad you did, and you'll know all of what's going on. National Aviation Academy, NAA.edu, and that number again, 800-659-2080. Well, folks, this troubles me to mention this story. It's the only one I'm going to mention so far, tonight anyway, on the military news segment. 73 Army cadets from West Point, 73 Army cadets from West Point, have been caught in a massive honor code breach. This is the most ever at any time, and the U.S. Military Academy is very, very proud of their honor code. And when somebody breaks it, it's like committing a felony. And I'm sorry to read this, I'm sorry to report this, but it looks like as if these are first-year cadets. I don't think they've lowered their vetting system any by bringing people in, but for some reason, 73 of them decided to cheat, and that will get them expelled from the United States Military Academy. No ifs, ands, or buts. All right, let's go to the caller. Good morning. Is this Mary?
Hey, good morning, Captain. I had heard that other countries are really kind of understand that Americans have guns, and that's why they're kind of afraid to invade.
Japan said it in World War II. There's a gun behind every blade of grass.
And everybody needs to remember that. But the other thing is, I was thinking about this new education secretary. He's all big on critical race theory. And I started thinking about the education that kids get these days. And, in fact, my education, they don't even have courses on communism or socialism.
Well, they don't teach them math because have you ever been in a store somewhere where the power goes off and nobody can add and they're using their phones as fast as they can to try to add? I can't believe it.
Right. And I think that people understood communism, that there was I'm going to buy a book for my grandkids. You know, when the Nazis took over Germany, they burned books.
Yep.
On Kristallnacht. And so they're taking away your media and all your learning tools for the other side, which people will not learn about.
Not a surprise.
Well, they need to. I think they got to have the information.
All they got to do is go to any dictionary or Wikipedia or anywhere they want to go and type in the word communism or socialism. You'll see it's just about the same.
But for a kid, it's like teach them. They have to be taught what it is.
Yep, here it is. Look at it.
Exactly.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you. That's Mary, and we appreciate her. All right. Now, I got a little treat for everybody out there. Here we go. And continuing with the Christmas tradition of the radio show.
Dad said, don't touch Cousin Eddie's hair because he's got the mange.
Oh, jingle bells, Granddad smells, my cousin thinks I'm cute.
When I opened up my box, it was a statue of Hank Jr. And my uncle said, he rocks!
Oh, jingle bells, Granddad smells, my cousin thinks I'm cute.
Kinda cute.
Grandma wears a rebel flag and Cabello working boots. Oh, jingle bells, the trailer rails are falling off the blocks. The kids all want to go outside and play dodgeball with rocks.
Yes, nothing like a redneck Christmas, and that's exactly what that song was. And I'll tell you, we're just having a little bit of fun. You know, some people, they get all about, well, you know, we have to do this and we have to do that. Well, you know, let's take the starch collar off for a little bit and have just a little bit of fun. It's been an interesting year for a lot of people. They've suffered through a lot of things, so why not get a little bit of laughter here? Why not get a little bit of laughter and get a little bit of light stuff instead of all this got to be done this way and that way, and you got to dot the I's and cross the T's. The hell with that. And by the way, if Dr. Fauci is listening, the hell with him. Remember what I said yesterday about little old Fauci trying to ruin Christmas for us? No, 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 no. Mm-mm-mm. By the way, I got caught on the way into the radio show in a tremendous traffic jam yesterday, getting off the exit ramp to come into the Tampa International Airport. And I spent 15 minutes on the ramp trying to go a mile with all the cars that were coming into the airport, with all the people that were loaded up, the shuttles and cars with multi-people in them and presents and stuffed in there and suitcase. You could see it in the vans that people were there. They had, you know, they were loaded, ready to go. A lot of people got on aircraft yesterday and flew around the countryside. Contrary to the, well, you know, we can only have 10 people at a time in a home. We can't have any more than that because it's going to be terrible, terrible, terrible. Get a break. That's just like these restaurants and eating outdoors. These people, they just, you talk about not having science. That's not even close. And there's statistics out there that back me up about being outdoors. Now, I'm not going to sit outdoors in sub-freezing weather or even like what we just talked about up there in Minnesota and Wisconsin and the Dakotas and Iowa below zero weather, then wind chill on top of it. Not going to happen. But I'll tell you what, where it can be done, there's nothing wrong with eating outside, keeping your space. The restaurants are being very careful. And by the way, I forgot to mention, and I wanted to do this right off the bat. The Maryland canine officer, Stephanie Moore, who spent 10 years in prison for doing her job, she was told to turn her dog loose to corral a suspect, and the dog took the person down and bit him, took 10 stitches. Now, that's 10 stitches. Big freaking deal. She got a bad guy doing her job. She got 10 years in prison. 10 years in prison. Well, she got pardoned yesterday. And I hope to hell that she turns around and sues that damn judge who went after her, after the police department said she'd done her job and done it right to begin with, and then they turned around and they put it in front of another judge and it wound up putting her in prison. I hope she goes after that judge. Because that is a miscarriage of justice. When you're told to do something by a superior officer and you do it, it results in the arrest. Nobody got shot. Nobody got killed. Yeah, the guy got bit by a dog. Big freaking deal. Maybe you shouldn't have been running to begin with. You think? Good Lord. All right, well, hang in there. We're coming right back. And I'm not sure Chris Markowski may or may not be calling in today. If not, we'll just continue to roll along. This is the Captain's America Third Watch. Hope you're having a great, 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 great holiday. We'll see you on the other side.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, buddy, and welcome back to the Captain's America Third Watch. In this portion of the program, brought to you by our friends over at Balance of Nature. Remember, Balance of Nature and balanceofnature.com is where you can go and save 35% in your order. Whatever it is you want to order, you will save 35%. No questions asked. Just use the product code RESULT, R-E-S-U-L-T. That's RESULT, R-E-S-U-L-T. Take advantage of all the different stuff they have to offer over there, and you'll find out what I know, and that is they've got great products, and you can save money, 35%, using the product code RESULT, R-E-S-U-L-T. That's balanceofnature.com. Go over there, check it out, see what they have to offer. Alrighty, in continuing with the tradition, here comes another Christmas classic.
I saw Santa in a four-wheel drive with presents in the back and mud up the sides. It must have been a rainy Christmas night, 'cause I saw Santa in a jacked up
drive. It got a four-wheel drive. Yeah, I didn't believe it either. I wasn't even drinking. He had it jacked up to the sky, sleigh bells on his side, Mickey Thompson 44s, two-step running boards, red velvet trimmed the dash. I couldn't believe it when I passed. It wasn't the rain, it wasn't the fog, and I didn't have no eggnog. I'm glad I didn't miss this. His front taxi wish list shook my head in disbelief. He smiled and then he winked at me. I never would've, could've bet that Santa was a redneck. I guess a little was in the sauce, so have a Merry Christmas.
I saw Santa in a four-wheel drive, with presents in the back and mud up the side. It must have been a rainy Christmas night, cause I saw Santa in a jacked-up four-wheel drive.
Alrighty, that's called An Average Joe's Muddy Christmas, and that's become a Captain's America Third Watch Christmas classic. I played that before, and a lot of people wanted to hear it again, because they knew I was going to be doing some silly but respectful stuff tonight, and that's one of them. And of course, you know, you can play all the traditional Christmas songs that you want, and just sit there and do this, that, and the other, but we got so much stuff going on in the country and the world in which you live in. How about being a little lighter, maybe, with the message? How about that? How about having some fun? And Wally just chimed into the chat room. He says he's having a ball listening to all of this. He says it's very different. Well, Wally, that's the understatement of the year, my man. Very different. But we're having fun with this, and that's what we do. I did it last year, and I did it the year before, and I had people saying, are you going to play some of that stuff that you played before? I said, sure, absolutely. By the way, the all-time classic is going to be ready for you at the bottom of the next hour. Of course, many of you know what that is. Many of you don't. But you'll find out. You'll find out. That's an all-time Christmas classic song that is probably the most requested one on many of the radio stations around the country today to be heard, believe it or not. And no, it's not White Christmas. All right. You know, I don't even know what to say when it comes to some of the nonsensical stuff that we've talked about. New Jersey saying that they've lost billions of dollars in taxes to New York by people that live in New York or New Jersey working from home remotely. And they're not paying tax on the income that they're making to get paid to sit there at their kitchen or whatever and work with their laptop computer and do the job that they have to do when they're in New York. Oh, my goodness, that's terrible. New Jersey's not getting a dime. Well, guess what? Too freaking bad. And by the way, with the people that are leaving New York and California, they better take a long look at why the people are leaving. Because it's not because they're happy with the taxes there. It's not because they're happy with the shutdowns there. It's all part of it. Where are they moving to? Well, Texas, Tennessee, South Carolina, North Carolina, a few of them to Virginia, Georgia, Alabama, some of them going to Mississippi, and Florida. That's where they're moving. The only problem is a lot of them bring their voting habits with them until they find out that we aren't like they are up there, and a lot of us don't have the taxes they don't, and we aren't going to have them and don't want them. And they need to understand that if you want to work and make a good income down here, make a good living, you can do that. But you're not going to be able to tax your way to wealth. That's just not going to work. We don't do that down here. And I had a discussion with somebody yesterday who was from New York that said, well, you know, you should really charge a tax on this over here, because we do this up in New York, and, you know, they get a lot of money that way, and they can take the money and use it for whatever, this, that, and the other. I said, isn't that just ducky? We used to have what was called the hot dog tax and the candy bar tax and all that stuff and the chewing gum tax and all that. Some of it they did away with, not all of it. And this person was talking about, well, you know, we should charge you. I don't mind paying another nickel for that or whatever. Fine. And then there was the soft drink tax. Well, I don't mind paying a little extra for that until it comes time to doing it. But, you know, and then they talk about how cheap the gas is down here compared to up there. Well, here's the thing. gas up there is $3 a gallon or thereabouts. What are they doing with the money they're supposed to use for the roads? They're not using it for the roads, are they? And they're not using it for education either, are they? They're using it for their general fund. That's what they do. They put an IOU in there. That's their favorite trick. They put an IOU in there, and then they do the general fund thing. Makes no sense, but then again, that's just me. What do I know? And, of course, Santa has been flying around, doing a little practicing. I looked out the window a little while ago, and I could see something bright off in the distance, and no, it wasn't the Christmas star, but let's see here. Let me look over there again and see what I see. I'm not sure if I see it or not. Let's see here. Hold on. Nope, I don't see it yet. Oh, I'm looking the wrong way. That's why. Okay. Let me take a look here. Somebody's out there.
Ho, ho, ho. Merry Christmas from me, Santa.
Oh, yeah. Okay, there he goes again. And that's that big bright star that's out there that's moving around. Yep. You might know. You might know. And hey, George, how you doing there, Mr. Godfather, sir? Hope you're having a good day and hope you're enjoying what we're doing here. A little bit of a twist on things. And we enjoy, you know, mixing things up a little bit. And this is one of the days that we can do it. And let's see here. George is chiming in. So let's see. Somebody else chimed in again. I try to keep everybody up and say hello to whoever. Oh, that's George again. Okay. Very good. Appreciate your comments there. George and Wally, I hope you're having a good time. Wally says he's enjoying what's going on. That's good. Now, coming up after the top of the hour, we've got Ron Edwards, and he's, of course, with the Ron Edwards American Experience. You'll hear him, and we'll be talking with him about all sorts of things. I'm going to start out with the defense bill, the NDAA bill, and then what's going to happen with the COVID stimulus relief bill and the government spending package, which is currently in limbo right now until we figure out who's doing what where. It hasn't been vetoed yet. It's just the defense spending bill was the one vetoed. All right, and we'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
And but I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.